Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to check out our guest this half hour. Steve Chandler is all over my website. You can listen to archives of past shows that he's done with me and a lot of other things you can find out about him on my website. And Steve's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an outstanding business consultant. He works with people and companies to help them put their best foot forward, whether it be in sales training or leadership training. Many of you may have heard him as a keynote speaker, especially those of you who are listening in the Arizona area. I know you know him very well. He's the author of a number of books, including 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back and The Truth That Will Set You Free, which is one of my favorite books of Steve Chandler, and the newest one called The Joy of Selling. Steve Chandler, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. I can see how it would be good for you to be here.
Yeah, it is always good. You have made my books bestsellers. All you have to do is mention them on your show, and I watch the Amazon ratings just soar.
Just soar, don't they?
They do. I take a couple days off just to watch Amazon after I'm on your show.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's shameless self-promotion.
There you go. Steve, I know one of the things you want to talk about today is how we can motivate others. And,
yeah.
And boy, howdy, could I use some help with that.
Are you a little down these days?
Well, no, I just, you know, I'm always trying to motivate others, and I can always learn how to be better.
Well, I've got a book coming out in a couple of weeks. You can pre-order it now, but it's called 100 Ways to Motivate Others. And it's really the big thing that might tear their hair out. They're fine motivating themselves. They've got a lot of energy. They just wish the people around them would feel the same way about the business or the team or anything. Even their, and a lot of them come up to me in seminars and say, forget this business stuff. What about my teenage son? How do I motivate him?
And you just throw up your hands when they ask.
Yeah, I say, look, I'm not a miracle worker. This is not, I'm not divine. Let's just stick to what's possible. No, really, the key thing about motivating other people is agreements. If people would concentrate on what an agreement is rather than a person's personality, then they would give the other person dignity. They would welcome the other person into the conversation on an equal level. It is really a wonderfully motivational tool for working with other people, and I see that most people never even use it. They never even think to use it.
Well, right, tell us a little bit more about how that works.
Well, let's say someone's showing up late for work, somebody who works with me, and they're always showing up late. Now, the first thing most people do is say, I need a new person, or I need a person who has some professional standards and values. I need a person who actually doesn't have to be babysat, or else, and so they go to all these weird thoughts and considerations, and then they use parent-child motivation. They sit the person down and they say, "I'm really disappointed in all of this, and I'm disappointed in your professionalism," and they use this subtle shaming, passive-aggressive way of talking because that's what their parents used to do. And it's not leadership or management. It really doesn't do the job. What they really need with a person is an agreement. And it's an amazing thing. My clients who start managing agreements instead of managing people, it's really a breakthrough for them.
Managing agreements.
Instead of managing
people. I've never heard it said that way before. I'm not surprised that you're the one who's introducing it to us.
Well, and that's why you have me on your show.
Exactly. What? Tell us how you establish an agreement to manage.
Because you have to do that
before you manage it.
Yeah, I want to remember that an agreement is co-authored. An agreement is not just a rule in disguise. I sit down with a person and I say, look, I really need you here on time. It's really valuable to me. And then I list a few things that I really value in that person. You really bring a lot to the table. You've helped me since you started working here. And I give them a lot of acknowledgments. And then I say, it's important for me to have you here on time. What can you and I work out as an agreement where I could count on you being here at 8 o'clock? You talk to me a little bit about what that is like for you. So now I'm talking to this person as if we were two business partners.
Two adults.
Yes, two adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm honoring the person. I'm granting them that they're a grown-up. We are both grown-up professionals. We both have the same goal, to make our small business succeed. And
Steve, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick...
Sure.
We're going to pick back up. I used to have a boss, and we had an agreement. He said, if you don't show up late, I won't fire you. That was a pretty simple agreement. 20 till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Friend Steve Chandler, the author of 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like blues, it doesn't get any better than Robert Cray, C-R-A-Y. I really encourage you. See, if you like blues, find Robert Cray. He's the best. That's him on guitar right there.
Wow.
Steve Chandler's the guy who likes blues, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, I love him. That sounds great. I've never heard of Robert Cray.
Robert Cray is the best. No offense to B.B. King, but if you hear Robert Cray, you won't listen to
well. You know, I don't know if you've heard of him. Did you ever hear Freddie King?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, he was fantastic in person.
Yeah. Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, author of Reinventing Yourself, among other books. And Steve, why don't you give us your website, please?
www.stevechandler.com.
All right. And that's just like it sounds. Chandler.com. What do we find when we get there?
A link to your website.
That's always cool.
Just a total feedback loop. It's a narcissistic feedback loop.
It's folks. If you want to feel like you're in the Twilight Zone, just go to Steve's site, hit my button, and you wind up in this little black hole kind of a place.
Yeah,
that's right.
But your business will improve.
That's exactly right. Hey, Steve, we're talking about you introduced us to the idea of managing agreement. And you were saying about, you know, we have this employee that shows up late, and rather than lay a guilt trip on them or browbeat them or try to make them, you know, like feel small, you what you're saying is basically just lay it out for them and say, look, when you're late, this is what it does. This is the chain reaction that it causes. And no, that's not the kind of thing that you really want to cause, is it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, and I want to do it so it's not a guilt trip in disguise.
Okay.
I want to do it. That I'm really honest about. Here's why I count on you, and you hit the nail on the head. Rather than make them feel small, I want to make them feel large. I want to use reverse psychology and do the opposite of what the employee expects. The employee expects, because he's been late, that now a little talk about it is going to be very uncomfortable for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to surprise him. I want to have this talk be something that he goes home and tells his family about, because experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to use his being late as a way to tell him how valuable he is to me. And then I want to get an agreement, something that he and I want to contribute to the agreement. I want to ask him, what can I do? Can I get you a better parking place? Can I do something? Can we
Can I buy you a better alarm clock?
Well, can we adjust your schedule? You know, you're coming in at 8:15, and I know you have to drop your how about we made you 8:30 to 5:30 instead of 8 to 5?
Well, one thing that you just pointed out is that if they're late, it might not be because they're irresponsible. It might just be some circumstances that they have maybe not as much control over.
That's right.
That's important to find out first, isn't it?
Yeah. As long as I've taken the time to hire this person, I've invested a lot, I want to treat them with the utmost respect and honor, because people tend to you the way you treat them. And so I don't want to lord it over my people. I don't want to be bossy. I don't want to be irritable and upset with them. I really want to honor them. And I'll get the best behavior that way. That's the way to motivate other people, is to treat them as your equal and mm-hmm. not be bossy about stuff.
Well, and in a small business, you really don't have you really that's the only way to operate mm-hmm. because we don't have that many people, and we all
right.
have wear all these different hats.
Yeah,
and so you really got to treat them like partners instead of employees, don't you?
Exactly. And especially if you have like a home business or a small business where your partner is your spouse, for example, which a lot of Americans mm-hmm. now do, it's extremely important to work that way and not just the old spousal relationship carry over into the day, but almost use it like a Zen tea ceremony. Use the workplace as a way to increase the respect for the two people.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, in that little agreement, that story that you were just telling us about the employee who's late, folks, use whatever scenario you want to use. This is just the one we're using. In that scenario, though, Steve, shouldn't there be some consequences? Or, I mean, aren't there some people who will take advantage of that? They'll say, "Wow, that, you know, the guy's kind of a pushover." What do you do? How do you prevent people from taking advantage of you?
Okay, one thing I need to be ruthlessly honest with myself about is whether or not it's a hiring mistake, because a lot of people when they form a business, even put a little small business together, they hire rather carelessly, and they hire.
It's the biggest mistake small businesses make.
That's right, and large businesses too.
But they're better at it than we are.
Well, they can hide it longer.
Well, that's true. That's true. But they also have an infrastructure, and they have the patience and the cash to be able to take a little more time in getting better people.
Yeah, it's a huge mistake. So I need to be really honest. Is this person someone? I want to salvage. And you're right. When I make an agreement, I want to build some consequences in. I want to build some promises from me in, so this person knows what they can count on from me.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to build it. I don't want to be weak about it. I don't want to be what Arnold calls a girly man. And when you manage agreements, you can actually hold people more accountable, not less, for their performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, I want you to, while we contemplate the girly man thought, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our good friend, Steve Arnold. I'll be back, Chandler. And when we come back, I'm going to get Steve about how to manage agreements with our salespeople. I know he knows how to do that. It's Intel. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for hanging around with me and my friend Steve Chandler, who's the author of a number of books, including The Joy of Selling. Steve, tell us where your books are available.
Well, they're all available on Amazon, and the best prices on Amazon, and I just recommend people go there.
Well,
and they're in the bookstores, too, but the bookstores, they'll carry two or three, but not all the books, and Amazon's got them all.
All right, so check it out. But go to your bookstore and look at his book, and if it's there and you want it, buy it and get it. You don't have to wait on it. You don't have to pay shipping. And whatever Steve has to say is worth reading or listening to. Don't you have some books on tape, too?
Yes, I do. Quite a few of my – in fact, all my books are on tape. And
can they get those at your website?
They can get them at my website. They can get them anywhere.
SteveChandler.com. Steve, talk to us about how to manage agreements with our salespeople.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then manage agreements with salespeople, that's even more fun, because what I want to work into that agreement is some kind of incentive. I love working with salespeople because you got the commission, the bonus, the incentive. You can get real creative with it. You can, and when you're working with a salesperson, the most important thing is to find out what their personal goals are. Because I want to match up my small business goals with their personal goals, so they don't have a separate idea in their mind that I'm going to work and work is separate from my life. It's something I have to get through every day.
Mm-hmm.
I want them, if they have a dream to send their daughter to college, I want to talk to them about that in great detail. And I want to work that into their sales performance. And I want to sit down with them and help them realize that goal. So all of a sudden, they now see my success at this business is giving me everything I want in life.
Mm-hmm. And so you find out what it is that motivates them, each individual salesperson?
Exactly. Each individual salesperson, you sit down and you have long, long talks and say, okay, what do you want to achieve this year? What do you want your sales goals to be? What kind of commission do you want to make here? And why do you want to make it? Well, you know, I just want to make that money. Well, tell me why. And you really want to probe deeply so that they share with you all their personal goals. Because a really great leader, especially with a small business, when you can get close to people, leads the employee toward their personal goals. A total harmony and alignment mm-hmm. between the personal goal and the business goal.
Well, you know, one of the things that most companies should do, if they're not doing it, is they should be telling their employees, their salespeople, what their sales volume goals are for the year, because that's up to what the company's sales goals are. But then what some of the companies I used to work for years ago would do is they would say, okay, let's calculate. We'd literally sit down with a form and calculate, if I meet this goal, what kind of income would that be for me?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd calculate that, and we'd look at it, and they'd say, how do you feel about that number? And maybe I would say, it's not enough. Or maybe I would say, wow, that's great. And then somebody would say, well, you know, what's it going to take for you to get there? And when you get there, what's that going to mean for you and your family?
Right. Yeah. That's a great part of managing agreements, is that you get the underlying part of the agreement. Because I want my people not to see business as separate from life. I want to see it as a way to express themselves, a way to find fulfillment. And I want it to all be a whole picture for them.
That's a great way to say it. You want their experience with you to not be just about getting through it, but to be part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And because look at how much time they spend doing with you.
Sure.
And we need to get the employees we need to say that to them, don't we?
Absolutely.
Don't we need to say that? What can I do to help make your employment here, the time you spend with us, not just something that you're doing, but also actually part of that you value?
Exactly right. Fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
Satisfying. So that you go home. When you go home at night, I want you to feel whole and complete. Yourself. You're growing as a professional. Mm-hmm. Building your resume if you're not going to work here forever. But increasing your income if you are.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where training, investing in employees and training, that goes a long way towards that too, doesn't it, Steve?
That's another way of honoring that person, investing in them, believing in them. A lot of employees, when they come to your business, have never had anyone believe in them
right.
in their whole life.
I'm glad you said that, Steve, because I'm going to have to leave it at that because we've got to go. But that's a great way to say it, folks. You could be the difference in somebody's life, and of course, they can be the difference in your business. Thanks, Steve Chandler. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Joy of Selling and other books that you'll find wherever books are sold. I got to go for this hour. I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.